Sechtes Baba Kamo, Daf Kuvav, 11 lines on the bottom of Daf Kufay and Beis, Omer Rav Sheshes tells us, HaKaifa Pekadin Nasalaf Gazlin, that if Ruvain was a Shoy Mechinam, and therefore is generally going to be Potter for Geneva Vaveda, and when Shimon came to collect the Pekadin, Ruvain claimed that he doesn't have the Pekadin, and then Edom testified that Ruvain actually stole the Pekadin, and he actually had the Pekadin, then from the point that Ruvain was Kaifa in the Pekadin, he was already considered a Gazlin, and although as a Shoy Mechinam, he would be Potter even for Gnei Vaveda, however, at this point, since he's considered a Gazlin, therefore he's even going to be Chayiv Ba'insin. And as Rashi states, Va'afal Pishloi Nishba, and even though Ruvin did not swear falsely, Umikam Ve'ilich Inlo Din, the Shoy Mechinam, Elo Chayiv Ba'insin, Imi Anas, and Gemara tells us, V'tana Tuna, and this din of Rav Sheshes is also stated by our Tana in a Braisa, as the Braisa states that since the Pasuk states, Oymotza Veda V'chichesh Ba, so as Rashi is Gurious, Lamanu La'inish, we learn out from this Pasuk that there is an Inish, and as Rashi said, Basre, as after Ruvain denied a claim, it says in the pasuk, "Beheshev as exela alma kamalei brishuse mishas v'chichesh ad ovid hashava v'zel oincha." That the inish that the Torah is telling you, since you denied any claim, as the pasuk says previously in Parshas Vayikra, "V'chichesh b'misa be'bekodin oibesum zod oibegazel oishakasemisai oimotza veda." And then the pasuk says, "Beheshev as exela." Therefore, we see that once Ruvain denies that he has this money or this item, then we consider him a gazlan at that point, and therefore the only way that he'll be Yotzei Chiyuv HaShava is to return that item, and if an Oinish will occur, then he will be Chayiv, and this is actually an Oinish, because until now he was considered Shoyman, he'd be Potter for Gnei Vaveda, and now that he's considered Gazlin, he's Chayiv Ba'insin. The Braisa continues, Azorah Menayin, where do we see Azorah for this Oinish? Tam Leima, as the Pasuk states in Pasha Kedoshim, Loisichachashu. The Gemara continues that what is the Raya from this Braisa to this dinner of Sheshes? And as Rashi is Gurus, my love, Oinish Kvira, then when the Torah is speaking about Oinish, it's referring to an Einish for being Kaifer and for denying that you had this money. And even though Ruvain didn't swear falsely, the Chiyuv of Beheshev as Exela still applies, and therefore this would be a riot to Rav Sheshes that once you're Kaifer Bekadin, even without a Shvua, the Nasal of Gazlin, the Chayiv Ba'insin. And the Gemara says, Loi, it's not a riot from this Braisa, as the Braisa is talking about Einish Shvua. These Psukim are specifically talking about a case where Ruvain not only denied the claim of money, but he also made a Shvua Sheka, and that is why he's going to be Chayiv Ba'insin, but just for denial alone, he would not be Chayiv Ba'insin, and it's not a riot to the din of Rav Sheshes. The Gemara continues, Hamin Tetonei Sefer, the Ishtaba, Mechlal Dereisha, the Lo Ishtaba, that since in the Sefer of this Braisa, it speaks about a case that specifically is talking about a scenario where Ruvain made a Shvua Sheka, therefore it's Mashma, then Reisha is not talking about a case of a Shvua Sheka, and we still say that Ruvain is considered a Gazlan, and therefore he'll be Chayiv Ba'insin, and L'chir you see that the Reisha is talking about an Oinish Mammon and an Oinish for the Kfira, and not an Oinish for the Shvua. And where do we see that the Sefer is talking about a case where Ruvain made a Shvua? As the Tani Sefer, the Sefer this Braisa continues and states that since after the Pasuk in Vayikra states, Oy Motza Veda V'chichesh Ba, the Pasuk continues and says, V'nishba Al Shaka, the Braisa tells us to Mado Oinish, that the Torah teaches us to Oinish, that if Ruvain swears falsely and then he is Moida, he's going to be Chayiv to pay a Karen V'choymish as well as bring an Asham. And the Braisa is, Azorah Minayin, where do we see Azorah for this din? Talmud Leima, therefore the Pasuk in Pasha Kedoshim also says, V'loy Sechachshu, and then it says, V'loy Shaku Ishba Misai. And as Rashi explains, that we know that the Pasuk of V'loy Shaku Ishba Misai is referring to an Azara and Shvua Sheka, the Samachle, because the next Pasuk says, V'loy Shavu Bishmila Shaka. And Rashi explains that from the Pasuk of V'loy Shaku Ishba Misai, we learn out that Dinah Shvua Skfiris Mammon, Kedachsiv Ishba Misai, as since the Pasuk says that you shouldn't swear Ishba Misai, so we see we're talking about a case where a person is swearing regarding a claim made by his friend, and therefore we have the Makar for the Azara for a person that swears by Shvuas Pekadin, and Lemaisa mit the Sefer Dishtaba, since we see that Sefer specifically talking about a case where Ruvain not only denied the claim, but he made a Shvua Sheka, Reisha Dlo Yishtaba, therefore in the Reisha, when it doesn't mention anything about a Shvua, it must be talking about a case that Ruvain actually didn't swear, and Ruvain just denied the claim, and the Torah tells us that at this point is an Einish Kvira, and since Ruvain denied his claim, even though he didn't make a Shvua, he's still going to be Chayiv Ba'insin, and it's treated like a Gazlin, and the Gemara responds, Amri Idiv Idi Yishtaba, really, the Reish in the Sefer is specifically talking about a case where Ruvain not only denied, but he made a Shvua Sheka. The difference between the Reish in the Sefer is Kan Shehoida, Kan Shebo Edim, that the Reish is discussing a case where Ruvain swore falsely, but he wasn't Moida, and Edim came, and they testified that he actually stole this item, and therefore the Braisa teaches us that Ruvain will not be Chayiv to pay Karen V'choymish for Asham. Ruvain is only Chayiv in the din of a Heshev as Exela. However, in the Sefer, we're talking about a case where not only did Ruvain swear falsely, but afterwards he was Moida, they swore falsely, and once he she's moida, there's a dinner is chayav to pay karen v'chaymish for asham. And therefore, from this brisa, we can't bring a raya to the dinner of Sheshes that if Reuven did not swear falsely and he only denied the claim, and at this point, Reuven will no longer be treated as a shayim mechinam, and instead, Reuven will be given the status of a gazlan, and therefore he'll be chayav ba'intzin. And as the Gemara says, also edim chayav ba'intzin. The Rashi is talking about a case where Reuven was a moida and edim came, and therefore Reuven is chayav ba'intzin as we treat him as a gazlan. But if Reuven was Maida and Edim did not come and testify that he actually stole this item, so since Reuven was Maida, then there's a din that he has to pay Karen V'chaymish and he has to bring a carbon Hashem Gzelois. And the Gemara continues, Masav Rabin Bachama. Rabin Bachama will now ask a question of Rav Sheshes from a Mishnah Masech Shavuos, as Rav Sheshes stated that a Kaifa Bekadin Nasal of Gazlan, that if Reuven is Kaifa Bekadin, and even though he didn't make a Shavuah, he's considered a Gazlan V'chay Ba'insin. Before seeing the Mishnah, let us point out that we all know there's a din that Kol Nishbon Shabbat Torah, that all Shavuos Deraisa that are mentioned in the Torah are always cases of Nishboim Peturin, that the person that makes the Shvua will now be Potter. For example, a case of Moedav Mixas, and also, for example, if a Shem Echinim claims that the item that I was watching was stolen, then the Shem Echinim has to make a Shvua, and then it will be Potter. And this is learned from the Pasuk in Pashish Mishpatim that states, Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, and Leshalach Yadav Melech Zve'eu, V'lokach Ba'ala V'lo Yishalim. We learn that if the Teveya took a Shvua from the Nitba and from the defendant, then V'lo Yishalim, the defendant will not have to pay. The Mishnah Masech Shavuos tells us that although that's the din deraisa, however, there are others where it's nishpoim v'neiglin that midrabbanan that someone can make a shvua based on his shvua, he'll be able to collect money. And the Mishnah teaches us that one of these cases is v'shechenegde chashal al shvua, where there's a case, for example, that Reuven is really responsible midrabbanan to make a shvua, and it will be a case of kol nishpoim shabaturin nishpoim baturin. But the maisa Reuven can't make a shvua as he is a person that we know is suspect on making shvua shav, has already made a shvua sheka. Really midrabbanan, Reuven should be chayiv to pay to Shimon. However, l'maisa, the Rabbanan made a takana that in order for Shimon to get paid, that Shimon would have to make a shvuah. And the Mishnah gives us three examples. Ketzad, echad shvuah se'edis, it doesn't make a difference. If Reuven lied at some point and made a shvuah se'edis l'sheker, and for example, Shimon came to Reuven and said, I want you to testify in Bezin for me, and Reuven swore that he doesn't know any testimony for Shimon, and l'maisa we find out that Reuven was lying. Number two, echad shvuah se'bekadin, also in the case where Shimon Chinam comes to Bezin and he says, I don't have that bekadin, and he makes a shvuah in front of Bezin, and then we find out that he actually lied, b'afilu shvuah shav, and even in a case of a shvuah shav, and for example, if Reuven swore that it's night outside, and it was really day, and that case, even though it has no relevance to dinim mamonis, and as Rashi says, she'in ba kfiris mamon, v'ra l'shamayim hu v'lo ra l'briyas, still nifsal l'shvuas mamon, even so, Reuven will now be puzzled for making any other shvuas in Bezin, and that case, the din is that Shimon will make a shvuah kenegdai, and he will be able to collect, and these are cases of nishpon v'neilin, and Rami Bachoma now asks Rav Sheshes v'im Isa, if Rav Sheshes is correct, that once Reuven actually is Kleifua, even though he didn't make a Shvua, he's still considered a Gazlan, and therefore he'll be Chayiv Ba'intzin, so L'chir B'kfirhu D'Efsaleh, once he was Kleifua, even without making a Shvua Sheka, so Reuven is already Pasal Le'idus, as he's already considered a Gazlan, and therefore, why did the Mishnah give a second case of Shvua Sa'pekadin, if L'chir, even prior to making that Shvua, Reuven was already Pasal, and the Mishnah should say, B'shechneg D'chashal Shvua, and the cases would be Echad Shvua Se'edis, or someone that was Kleifa or Pekadin, or someone that made a Shvua Shav. By the fact that the Mishnah specifically stated that the only way that Reuven is Pasal Le'edis is because he made a Shvua Se'pekadin L'Sheka, L'Chir it's Mashma, that if he only was Kleifa and he didn't make a Shvua Sheka, he would not be considered a Gazlan, and therefore he wouldn't be Chai Ba'insin. Therefore, from this Mishnah, L'Chir we have a Raya against Rav Sheshes. And the Gemara answers Amri that really, Ein Echinami, if Reuven would actually go and be Kleifa, then he'd be considered a Gazlan, as Rav Sheshes stated. But in the Mishnah in Masechta Shavuos, we're talking about a case, the Koi Ba'agam. Shimon came to Reuven, who was a Shem Echinam, and he demanded his animal back, and at that point, the animal was not in Reuven's Rishos, and it was in the swamp, and it was pasturing in a different area, the Lav Kfirhu, and therefore, when Reuven said that I don't have this animal, it wasn't really that he was actually Kaifa, and he wasn't really denying that he owes the animal to Shimon. The reason why he said, I don't have your animal, is the Sava Ishtamitlei Adazilna Maisinlei, that I will delay him in order that I have time to go and get the animal from the Agam and then return it to Shimon. And that is why the Mishnah says that the only way we considered Reuven a Gazlan in that case is only because he made a Shvua Sheka and he made a Shvua Sapikadin. However, if he only was Kleifa and he didn't make a Shvua Sheka, then we would just say that he was just pushing Shimon off, but he really wasn't lying, and therefore he's not considered a Gazlan. And as Rashi states, V'chiyam Rav Sheshes, and when Rav Sheshes says din, Kagoyin da'amri sadi, d'chikafalei biyadei nakalei, that when Edom came and said that Reuven really had has this item, they actually also said that at the time that he was Kaifa, we know that it was in his Rishus, and therefore it wasn't just that he was pushing Shimon off, and he was actually lying, and therefore in that case, Rav Sheshet says that Reuven's already considered a Gazlan, even though Reuven never sweared falsely, and therefore Reuven will be Chayav Oinsin. Gemara continues, Tedan, I'll bring you Raya, in a scenario where it's possible to explain that the reason why Reuven denied something is based on a Sfarah that he wanted to delay the payment, that we do say that he's not considered a Gazlan, as the Amr of Idiba Oven, as Rav Idiba Oven taught us, HaKaifa B'mil V'Koshel Edis, Shimon comes to Reuven and he says that you owe me $1,000, and Reuven says, I don't owe you $1,000, and then Edom come and say that Reuven is lying, then Reuven is still going to be Koshel Edis, and the reason is, as Rashi says, the Milvalei Tzonitna, since we know that Milvalei Tzonitna, therefore Reuven had full rights to go and use the $1,000, Ve'in Achshe B'Yodai, and it makes sense that Reuven doesn't have this money in his hands, V'Reitzel L'Tchoisei Achshe Tasek Yodai, and therefore Reuven wants to push off Shimon until he actually has the money and he can repay Shimon. And Reuven's intent was not to defraud Shimon, and therefore he's not considered a Gazlan, and he's not going to be Pasul Eidus. And we continue on Daf Kavavim and Aleph, and Rabbi Idi Ba'avin continues, that Bekodin Pasul Eidus, if Shimon comes to Reuven and asks for his Bekodin back, and Reuven claims that he doesn't have the item, in that case, Reuven will be Pasul Eidus. And as Rashi says, then in Mesech Bab Metzia, the Gemara tells us, could go into Amri Sadi, that the Edom afterwards come and say that he shaited the Kafalei, Naka Biyodei, that at the time that Reuven denied having the Bekodin, it was actually in his hand, and it was Be'en, he could have just returned it, and therefore the reason why he was lying was not in order to push off Shimon and to have more time to pay the Bekodin, as Lemaisa was Be'en, and therefore the only reason why Reuven was doing this was because he was trying to defraud Shimon, and therefore since Reuven denied the claim, even though Reuven didn't swear, Reuven will be Pasul Eidus, and he's considered a Gazlan, and this is exactly why Rav Sheshet said, HaKaifa B'Bekodin, Nasalov Gazlan, that's specifically in a case where he's Kaifa B'Bekodin, and he has the Bekodin by him, that he would be considered a Gazlan, and therefore he's Chayav Ba'insin. And the Gemara continues and asks another question of Sheshes, Ba'amah Ilfa, as Ilfa stated, Shvua Koina. And right now, the Gemara thinks that Ilfa means that the only time that Reuven is Koina an item and he will be Chayav Ba'insin is only after he makes a Shvua, but prior to making a Shvua, even though he was Kaifa, he will not be Chayav Ba'insin. And as the Gemara's Medayik, Shvua de Kanya, Ava Kfir Loi Kanya, and therefore it's Shver and Rav Sheshes. And the Gemara answers, Hachanami, the Kayim Ba'agam, that in the Chanami, in the case of Ilfa, he's talking about a case where this animal or this item is Ba'agam, and therefore Reuven wanted to push off Shimon's claim, and therefore if Reuven was only Kaifa, he will not be Koina, he will not be Chayav Ba'insin, and it's only if he made a Shvua Sheker, then he'll be Chayav Ba'insin from the point of the Shvua. And the Gemara continued, V'Yisema, or I could give you another teretz, my Shvua Koina, what did Ilfa mean when he said Shvua Koina, Kid Rav Huna? He's talking about the din of Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna Rav, as Rav Huna stated in the name of Rav, Manli Biyotcha, if Shimon says to Reuven that you owe me $1,000, Ba'lo Ime, Ilcha Biyodi, and Reuven says that I don't have anything, and I don't owe you money, v'nishba, and then Reuven swears, v'achim bo edim, and then edim come, and they testify that Reuven actually owes this money to Shimon, then potter, then Reuven will be potter, and won't have to pay anything. And then as the Pasuk in Pashm Mishpatim says, Shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim, im leishalach yadim lechz ve'eu, v'lokach ba'ola v'lo yishalim. Rav teaches us, kivin shekibla ba'ilim shvua, once Shimon required Reuven to swear, then even though it turns out that Reuven swore falsely, shuv'eim yishalim amin, Reuven will no longer be chayv to pay money to Shimon. Therefore, the Gemara explains that when Ilfa tells us Shvua Koina, he's telling us that the point that Reuven actually made a Shvua, then even though it turns out that the Edom come and they testify that Reuven lied, then at that point, since Reuven made a Shvua, therefore Reuven was Koina Chepetz L'Gamri, and he won't even have a Chiyav Hashava, and he won't have to pay back to Shimon at all. However, in the case of Rav Sheshes, where Reuven only was Koifa and he didn't make a Shvua, Rav Sheshes says that certainly Reuven was Koina as to the point that he's considered a Gazlan, and when Edom come and testify that he actually stole the item and he actually has the item, then Rav Sheshet says that even though an oinus happens, Reuven will still be chayev for that item. And keep in mind that this din that we just mentioned from Rav is a major chiddush, that once Reuven will make a shvua sheker, then it'll be potel legamri, and for the rest of the amud, the Gemara will go through this shita of Rav. But let us just point out the end result of the Gemara at the bottom of Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. This way we could at least put the shita of Rav in perspective, that it was only stated in a very specific scenario, and let us see Rav's explanation 7 lines from the bottom of this amid, as Ella Murava called Hoy the Loishna Turing Tainis Abid, Loishna Turing Tainis Ganeb, Loyam Rav, that Rav did not state it as a halacha in a case where Reuven swore falsely, and then he was actually Maida that he swore falsely. In that case, certainly there's a Chiyav of Karen Vachemish, and for Reuven to bring an Asham Gzeilis, and certainly Reuven is not going to be Pata, Doksiv, Visvada, the Boy Shlume, Karen Vachemish, Turing Tainis Ganeb, Boy Edim Nami Loyam Rav, and even in a case where Reuven is claims a shame chinam, and he claims that the item was stolen from him, and Reuven then swore falsely, and Edom came and testified that Reuven swore falsely, then certainly Rav did not say this din, daksiv tashlum kefel, and certainly the Torah tells us specifically that there's chiyuv for Reuven to pay kefel, and Reuven is certainly not going to be put to legamri, and therefore kikam Rav, that when did Rav say this din is only in a very specific scenario, kagoyin shetoyin tainis obed, where Reuven was a shame chinam, and he claims that the item was lost, and he swore falsely, and he wasn't Maida, Ubo Edom, and Edom came and said that Reuven is lying, as he does have this item by him and it wasn't lost. And specifically in that scenario, Rav teaches us that since Shimon received a Shvua from Reuven, in that case, there's a Gzeiras HaKasav that although we have Edom that say that Reuven is lying, and even so, Reuven will be Patur Legamri, and he won't have to pay Shimon at all. However, at this point of the Gemara will just go through the Shita of Rav and then ultimately come to this conclusion. And the Gemara begins, Gufa, that we just stated that Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Manli Biyadcha V'Allah Ima Ein Lecha Biyadi Klum V'Nishba, and then Reuven swore Bo Edom, and Edom came and said Reuven swore falsely, Pata, Reuven will be Pata, and he doesn't have to pay Shimon at all. Shenema V'Lokha Ba'ala V'Lo Yishalim Kivin Shekiblu Ba'ilim Shvua Shuv Ein Mishalim Mamin, as we just explained. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, and Rav stated Mistavim Milsit Rav B'Milvod Leitzon Itna, that this din of Rav seems to make sense in a case of Halva where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and then he claimed he doesn't have the money. Since the milva was leitzon itna, when Shimon comes to Reuven, Reuven actually has to make a payment, and as Rashi says, uboyu tashlumin ve'ikla meima, and therefore it's possible to say the b'shvua ipatle mitashlumin, that once Reuven swears, therefore he doesn't have to make a payment and he doesn't have to repay the loan. Kedichsev lo yishalim. However, Rava continues al bekotin b'shusi demarikai, that in the case where Reuven would deny that he has a bekotin and he makes a shvua, in that case certainly it doesn't make sense for Rav to say that at this point Reuven will be patur from paying the bekotin back to Shimon, as l'maisa, wherever the bekotin is, it's considered the reshus of Shimon, and it's not considered tashlumin that Reuven should be parted from, as l'maisa, this item always belongs to Shimon, and as Rashi says, v'ein kan v'lo yishalim, da kol eichad isei demarihu. However, the Gemara continues that Rav said, although it's mistavra, that this should be the shita of Rav, but v'alekim, amur Rav afil bekotin, Rav uses a lashon of shvua, and he said that Rav stated his alacha, even in a case where Reuven was denying a bekotin, and made a shvua shekel regarding a bekotin, as Rav whole shita is based on the pasuk that states the mishpatim, and that pasuk is talking about a shem misacha, as the pasuk says, shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim im leshalach yadim lechaz ve'eu v'lokach ba'alu v'lo yishalim, and therefore this halacha is not only relevant to the case of halva, and it's even relevant to the case of pekadin. And the Gemara continues, Yasser Rav Nachman v'kamal shmeitza. Rav Nachman was sitting and said over this memra from Rav Huna in the name of Rav, and Esav Rav Achba Minyumi l'Rav Nachman, and therefore Rav Achba Minyumi asked a question to Rav Nachman from a Mishnah Mesechta Shvuas, and the Mishnah states that if Shimon gave an item to Reuven to be a shem chinam, and then Shimon comes to Reuven and says, "Hech b'gdoni, where is the item that I gave it to you?" And Amalei Avad, and Reuven says to Shimon, "I lost it." Mashpiachni, and then Shimon says to Reuven, "I want you to make a shvua." But Amar Amen, and Reuven says Amen. But Edom Edom Isay Shachlo, and then Edom come and testify that Reuven actually consumed this item and actually ate the item. Mishal Masa Karen, then Reuven is only required to pay Karen, and he won't have to pay Kefil in that case, as Rashi says, the kefil loy, that certainly Reuven doesn't have to pay kefil, the in kefil el betoyin nigdav, that the only time that Reuven would have to pay kefil is only when he was toyin tainis ganav. However, over here, he was toyin tainis aveda, and therefore it is only chiv to pay a karen. And Rashi says, v'chemish v'ashem namid l'shaychi, el kishahoy deduksib gezager v'svadu, and certainly Reuven will not be chayiv to pay a chemish and a asham, as although Reuven swore falsely, but Reuven was not moida, and Edom were the ones who testified that Reuven swore falsely, and we know that the pasha of karen v'chemish v'ashem was only stated in a case where Reuven swore falsely, and then Reuven himself was moida they swore falsely. And the Mishnah continues, Hoidim atzmai, if Reuven was actually moida and admitted they swore falsely, then misham karen v'chemish v'ashem, then certainly Reuven will be chayyah to pay karen. He'll have to pay the chemish as well as the asham. And Rashi points out that certainly Rav Achaba Minyumi did not have a havmin if he asked a question from the seifa of this Mishnah, as certainly in a case where Reuven was moida they swore falsely, in that case the Torah tells us specifically that you have to pay karen v'chemish v'ashem, and therefore Rav couldn't have said his halacha in that case. Therefore, Rav Achaba Ben Yumi's question on Rav is only from the Reish of the Mishnah, as Lamaisa in that case, where Edom came and they actually testified that Reuven swore falsely, in that case, the Mishnah says, Mishalman Sakaran, and Lachari, according to Rav, since Reuven swore falsely, therefore Reuven should be Potter and shouldn't have to pay at all. The Gemara continues that Amalei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman responds to Rav Achaba Ben Yumi, Hachamai Iskin could go in the Lishba Chusl Bezin, that although the Mishnah says that Reuven is going to have to pay Karen, that is talking about a scenario where Reuven did not swear in front of Bezin, Reuven swore outside of Bezin, and then Edom came and testified that he lied, in that case, Reuven would be chayav to pay Karen. And when Rav said as halacha, he was specifically talking about a case where Reuven swore in Bezin, and in that case specifically, that the Torah tells us that once Reuven made a shvua in Bezin, and then Edom come and say that Reuven is lying, that Reuven will not be chayav to even pay Karen. Rashi explains what is the difference if he did so in front of Bezin or Chutzal Bezin, and Rashi says, Chutzal Bezin, lo yalim shvua, that the shvua that Shimon was mechayev Reuven is not strong enough in order to be mechakir the mammon of Shimon. In that case, Reuven will still have to pay the Karen to Shimon when Edom come and testify that Reuven lied and he swore falsely. And the Gemara continues, so Amalei Rav Achba Yumi continued and asked the question from Nachman, Ihachi Eime Seifa, let us see the Seifa in the Mishnah Masechta Shvuas, as the Seifa says, Hechi Bidoini, if Shimon says to Reuven, where's my Pekadin? And Amalei, and instead of Reuven claiming that it was lost, Reuven said, Nignav, that it was stolen, Mashpiachani, and then Shimon said, make a Shvua, Va'am Amen, and Reuven said, Amen, Va'idim Ida Isa Sheganvu, and then the Edom testified that Reuven actually stole the item, and it wasn't stolen, Misham Tashlumi Kefel, then Reuven will have to pay Kefel. Once again, the Mishnah says, Hoidim Atzmai, if Reuven is moided that he swore falsely, then Misham Karen V'chay Mishvashem, then Reuven will be chayyav to pay Karen V'chay Mishvashem, and the Gemara continues, V'isal Kedaita Chutzal Bezin, Mi'ika Kefel, and if you're telling me that this Mishnah Misaf Tashfuas is discussing a case where Reuven swore outside of Bezin, then there is no chayyav of Kefel, as the only time we have a chayyav of Kefel is only when the Shvua happens in front of Bezin. Therefore, since clearly the Sefer is referring to a case where Reuven swore falsely in Bezin, therefore the Reisha must also be talking about a case where Reuven swore falsely in Bezin, and even so, Reuven's chayiv to pay Karen, and Lachari, according to Rav, he should be potter since he made a Shvua. Let's be clear that the Gemara doesn't ask directly from the Sefer that we see in the Sefer that Reuven swore falsely, and yet once Edom come and testify that Reuven swore falsely, Reuven is going to have to pay Kefel, and Lachari, according to Rav, he shouldn't have to pay at all, and Rashi already stated that definitely Rav didn't say his din in a case where someone was toying Tainis Ganav, as in that case, the Torah says specifically that someone that's toying Tainis Ganav, and then Edom come and they say that he's lying, then certainly in that case, he's Chayiv Kefel, and therefore Rav couldn't have said his halacha in that case. Therefore, certainly we couldn't ask a question from the actual Sefer of the Mishnah Masechta Shvuas, but we could bring a raya from the Sefer of the Mishnah Masechta Shvuas that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven made the Shvua in front of Bezin, and therefore the Reisha of the Mishnah must also be talking about a case where Reuven made a Shvua in front of Bezin, and therefore our original question now comes back that why would Reuven still be chayiv to pay Karen? And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav Nachman responded to Rav Acha Bar Minyumi, Yechulin L'Shlui Yilcha, really I could give you a teret, the Reisha Chutzal Bezin, that the Reisha of the Mishnah Masechta Shvuas is talking about a case where Reuven made a Shvua outside of Bezin, and therefore Reuven still chayiv to pay Karen, the Seif of Bezin, and the Seif is talking about a case where Reuven made a Shvua in Bezin, and that's why Reuven's chayiv to pay Kefel, Miu Shniu Dechika Le Mishnin Lecha, Lemaisa, I don't want to push you off with a teret which is dachuk, as Lemaisa is a dachuk to say that the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah are talking about a case where Reuven was swearing in two different places. Therefore, I'd rather give a teret that Edi Bezin, that both the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah Masechta Shvuas is talking about a case where Reuven swore in Bezin, and the reason why in the Sefer you have to pay Kefel is because Reuven swore falsely in Bezin, and Edom came and testified that Reuven swore falsely, and the reason why in the Reisha Reuven is going to be Chayiv Karen, even though Reuven made a Shvuah in Bezin, and L'chari Rav just taught us that once Reuven makes a Shvuah in Bezin, and once Edom come and testify that Reuven swore falsely, then Reuven will be potter l'gamri. And the reason is because v'lei kasha kam b'kafatz kam b'shloi kafatz, that the Reish is talking about a case where prior to Bezin being mechayev Reuven to make a Shvuah, Shimon got up in Bezin and he said to Reuven, Mashpiachani, and Reuven responded, Amen. In that case, the din of Rav doesn't apply, and therefore, once Edom come and testify that Reuven swore falsely, Reuven will be chayev to pay Karen. However, when Rav taught us halacha that if Reuven swore in Bezin and then Edom come and say Reuven testified falsely, that Reuven will not be chayiv Karen, kam b'shloi kafatz, it's talking about a case where Bezin paskin that Reuven has to make a shvua, and once Bezin paskin that Reuven has to make a shvua, then the din is v'lokach balav, once the bailim get a shvua, v'lo yishalim, then Reuven no longer has to pay. And Ayin Rashi, who states, v'afagav the sefer lo mesukma b'kafatz, and even though we just stated that the Reish of the Mishnah Masechta Shvuas is discussing a case of kafatz, but the sefer certainly is not talking about a case of kafatz, the toni kefel, since in the sefer we say that Reuven's chayiv kefel, the kefel lo yisei el b'shvuas hadayonim, and the only time that Reuven will ever be chayiv kefel is only if the dayonim make him swear, and there wouldn't be a chayiv of kefel if Reuven actually swore in a case of kafatz. Mikol makom zok Rashi that the Reish is b'kafatz, the Reish still could be talking about kafatz, and the sefer of the same Mishnah could be talking about a case of shloi kafatz. V'nichle lokbe betray gavni, even though Rav Nachman himself said that shnu dechikol lo mashnin loch, however Rav Nachman felt that this is not considered Shnuya Dechukai, as it's possible to say that we're talking about two different scenarios, as long as it's talking about the same spot, and as long as in both cases, Ruvi is making the Shvua in Bezdin, and this was preferable to Rav Nachman than saying that the Reisha Mishnah is talking about a case that was Shloi Bifnei Bezdin, and the Seif is talking about a case that was Bifnei Bezdin. Rashi continued, the Seif Lekash Le Rav, that L'Chayr from the Seif, that we said that even though Ruvi made a Shvua, and it was Bifnei Bezdin, and it was a case of Shloi Kafatz, that Ruvi still chayv to pay Kefal, L'Chayr, why is that not a question to Rav, as Rav would say that Ruvi shouldn't be chayv in Karen, and once you're not chayv for Karen, you shouldn't be chayv for Kefal either. Rashi explains, the Afagad Tani Mishal Kefal, Achashvua, V'cholshki and Karen, the Maidu Rav, between Tainis Ganam, Kil Kamar B'Shmaitzin, and as we'll see, that Rav is going to be Maidu, that Ruvin still chayv to pay Kefal and to pay Karen, in a case where he's Tain Tainis Ganav, the Shvua to come chayv Le Kefal, Loi Mekan Le Karen, as any time there's a Shvua that ultimately could lead to a point where Ruvin is going to be chayv Karen, then Rav agrees that even in a case where Bezim was Mechayiv Ruvin to make a Shvua on behalf of Shimon, then even so, once Edom come and testify that Ruvin swore falsely, Ruvin's going to be chayiv to pay Karen as well as Kefal. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Bachomer Rav Nachman, Rav Bachomer Yes Rav Nachman, Mechde, let us see, do Rav Le Sfir Lecha, you really don't hold of this Chiddush of Rav, and Mashchuni Nafshecha Ad Rav Lamalcha, so why are you dragging yourself and trying to figure out ways to answer up Rav and explain this Mishnah according to Rav? And Amalei Rav Nachman responded, Lefrushal Ad Rav, do Rav Hochim Entaris L'masisin, all I'm trying to do is show that you can't ask me a question from this Mishnah on Rav, as this is the way Rav would explain this Mishnah. The Gemara continues and asks for Rav Krokama, the Lemaisa Roya Bachom said to Rav Nachman that Rav Nachman doesn't hold of the Shita of Rav, and Rav Nachman did not respond to Roya Bachom that I actually agree with Rav, and therefore we see that Rav Nachman actually doesn't pass like Rav, but the Gemara asks that Lemaisa Rav brought a Pasuk, and how could it be that Rav Nachman would argue in that? And the Gemara answers Amri that they'll respond, Krol the Chol Nishbon Shabbatar, Nishbon Vole Mishalman Hudasa, and as we mentioned at the beginning of the Sugya, that the Pashtus, when the Pasuk says, Velokach Ba'ala Vole Yishalim, it's actually teaching us the din in all cases that the Torah is mechayiv a person in Shvua, it's always going to be a case of nishbarim v'loy mishalmin, and they're coming to patter themselves, and there are no shvuas deraisa where you nishbarim v'noitlin. We actually learn from the pasuk v'lokach ba'ala v'loy yishalim misha olvul shalim hu nishba. The one that the Torah is mechayiv to make a Shvua, it's always going to be the one that will be chayiv to pay, and it's always referring to the defendant. And therefore, although Rav brings this pasuk, but the ma'aser we use this pasuk for something else, and therefore Rav Nachman doesn't hold like Rav. And the Gemara continues, Masav Rav Nuna, Rav Nuna will now ask a question on Rav, and let's keep in mind, as the Gemara will state a bit later, that Rav Nuna was a Talmud of Rav, and also let's keep in mind that Rav Nachman already qualified the Shita of Rav, and he said that the Din of Rav is only talking about a scenario where Reuven swore in Bezin, and when Reuven swore it was Loi Kofatz, Bezin actually required Reuven to swear, and once he swears, and then Edom come and testify that Reuven swore falsely, then the Torah tells us that since Reuven swore to Shimon, therefore Shimon will no longer be able to collect any money from Reuven, and Reuven will be potter from Karen. Rav Nuna now asks a question on Rav from Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, as the Mishnah tells us that if Reuven was a Shomer, and Shimon comes to Reuven and says to give me back my item, and Reuven claims I don't have it, and there's Bia Lov Chamisha Pamim, and Reuven then swears five times that I don't have your item, Bein Bifnei Bezin or Bein Shaloi Bifnei Bezin, it doesn't make a difference if he made the Shavua in front of Bezin, or if he made the Shavua not in front of Bezin, the Kafra Lov, the Shomer denied all of these claims, and then afterwards he was murdered that he lied and he swore falsely, chayiv al kol achas v'achas, then the shomer will be chayiv for each time a chomish as well as a korban asham gzeilois, since he made five shvois and then he was murdered that he swore falsely. V'am Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon explained, matam, that what is the reason for this din, as hoil v'yachol achsa l'hoidais, that since l'maisa, if Reuven would have been murdered between the first shvua and the second time he swore, he would have been chayiv to pay. Therefore, when he swore falsely, we consider that he's swearing falsely on a kfiris mammon, and therefore he's chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Rav Nuna's question on the Shita of Rav is that how could Rav say that there is any kfiris mammon at the second time that he makes a Shvua, if l'chira once Reuven already was kaifa and he denied that he owes this money to Shimon, and Reuven then made a Shvua that he doesn't owe this money to Shimon, so l'chira at that point Reuven no longer owes this Karen to Shimon, and if so the second time he makes a Shvua, so he's not making a Shvua on kfiris mammon, as Reuven is already potter from paying this money to Shimon. And Rav Nuna continues to make his question even stronger, and he can't give me the teretz that Rav Nachman gave before, that in this case of the Mishnah, we're talking about a scenario, Shimon jumped up in front of Bezin and made Reuven swear, and Reuven said Amen, and it wasn't talking about a case where Bezin actually forced Reuven to swear, as Ishbiya loved Ktani, the Mishnah states that they were mashbiya him, and it's mashman that we're referring to Bezdin being Mashpia Ruvain, and therefore you can't tell me he's talking about a case of Kofetz, and L'chari, the din of Rav should apply to this Mishnah. And number two, Chutzl Bezdin L'Mertz Zamed, you can't tell me that the case of the Mishnah, Mesechta Shavuos, is talking where Ruvain made a Shavua outside Bezdin. The Mishnah clearly states, Bein Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Shloi Bifnei Bezdin, that even if Ruvain made the Shavua in front of Bezdin, that Ruvain will still be Chayiv al Kol Achas V'Achas, and it's considered a Kfiris Mammon. And according to Rav, since the case of the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where it's Bifnei Bezdin and Bishloi Kafatz, then certainly the din of Rav should apply. Once Ruvain made his first Shavua, then he's going to be Potter from Karen, and therefore once Ruvain makes his second Shavua, he's not making a Shavua on a Kfiris Mammon, and Ruvain should be Chayiv al Kol Achas V'Achas. And how could the Mishnah tell us that Ruvain is going to be Chayiv to pay a Chaymish as well as bringing a Karban Hashem Gzeilas for each time they swore? And the Gemara continues, Hu Maisav Lo Ho V'Hu Mefarek Lo. The Rav Nuna asked this question on the Shita of Rav, and he brought the Teretz as well, and he explained the Studding Tani, and when the Mishnah stated Bein Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Shloi Bifnei Bezdin, it actually is talking about two different scenarios. As he explains, Hishbiya Lo Chutzl Bezdin, when the Mishnah started off, Hishbiya Lo, which is Mashmur, that this was Ali Dei Bezdin, but when it says Shloi Bifnei Bezdin, it means Bezdin actually paskin that Ruvin is Chayiv to make a Shvua, and then Ruvin went outside of Bezdin, and he made the Shvua, and certainly, as we mentioned before, in the name of Rav Nachman, that Rav never said his halacha in the case where Ruvin made a Shvua outside of Bezdin, and in that case, Ruvin will still be Chayiv Karen, and since Ruvin made five Shvuas, therefore he's going to be Chayiv al Kol Achas V'Achas. However, when the Mishnah gave a case of Bifnei Bezdin, it wasn't going back on the words of the Mishnah of Hishbiya Lov, and it's just telling us that if Ruvin was in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin did not force him to make a Shvua, and Shimon said, "I'm being Mashpia you," and he responded, "Amen," then in that case, since Ruvin did not make the Shvua based on Bezdin forcing him to make a Shvua, therefore the din of Rav does not apply, and Ruvin still going to be Chayiv Karen, and that's why if he makes five Shvuas, he will be Chayiv al Kol Achas V'Achas, and as the Gemara says, Uvu Bezdin, and the case of Bifnei Bezdin is talking about a case of Kovatz, that Ruvin was Kovatz, and although Ruvin was in Bezdin, but Bezdin did not paskin yet, that Ruvin has to make the Shvua, and he was Kovatz and made the Shvua. And the Gemara continues, Masav Rava, Rava will also ask a question on Rav, and this question will be from a Braisa, and once again, we're talking about a scenario where Shimon gave an item to Ruvin to watch, and Ruvin was a Shay Mechinam, and Baal Bayi Shetan, Tainiz Gana, Bipakodin, and then when Shimon came to Ruvin and asked for his item back, Ruvin claimed that the item was stolen, Vinishba Vahida, and then Ruvin swore, and Ruvin was Maida, Ubo Edom, and then Edom came, and they testified that Ruvin swore falsely, so the din is, Imet Shlobo Edom Haida, if prior to the Edom coming, Ruvin was already Maida, then Mishalom Karen V'Chaymish V'Asham, then Ruvin's already Chayiv to pay Karen as well as Chaymish and Asham. And as Rashi says that even though he was turning Tainiz Ganav, and L'Chir, when someone's turning Tainiz Ganav, there should be a Chayiv to pay Kefal, but Zak Rashi, V'Loi Kefal, the Im Mishalom Knas Al Pi Atzmai, in this case, you don't have to pay Kefal because a person not Chayiv to pay Knas Al Pi Atzmai as Maida B'Knas is Pata. And the Braisa continued, V'Im Shabo Edom Hoida, however, if Ruvin swore falsely, and then Edom came and they testified that Ruvin swore falsely, and only afterwards was Ruvin Maida, then Mishalom Teshlum Kefal V'Asham, then Ruvin will not have to pay Karen V'Chaymish, because at this point, he was not Maida B'Knas, and therefore he's Chayiv Kefal, and the payment of the Chaymish is included in the payment of Kefal. As for example, if Ruvin stole $1,000, then by paying Chaymish, he's going to pay $1,250, but by paying Kefal, he's paying $2,000. Therefore, the payment of Kefal already includes the payment of Chaymish, and the Chaymish is already Muvla in the Kefal. However, continues, V'hocha chutzl bezin v'kofetz le'motzes amris as Kefal k'tani. Certainly, we can't say that this price is talking about a case where Ruvin made the Shvua outside of Bezin, or in a case they made the Shvua in Bezin, but it was kofetz, as l'maisa in the Sefer we say that Ruvin is going to be Chayiv Kefal, and the only time that Ruvin could be Chayiv Kefal is only when he makes a Shvua in front of Bezin, and Bezin was Mechayiv him to make that Shvua. Therefore, Ravi asks on Rav that l'maisa, this entire Braisa, must be talking about a case where Ruvin made a Shvua in front of Bezin and was loy kofetz. The Braisa certainly is talking about one scenario, since the Braisa started Baal Bayi Shetan, Tainiz Galim Bepakodim Vinishba, and therefore, when the Braisa first stated that V'hoidu Bo Edim, Imat Shlo Bo Edim Hoida, Mishalom Karen V'Chaymish V'Asham, since Ruvain swore in front of Bezin and it was like Kofatz, the Lefi Rav, since Ruvain already swore, even though he was Maida, Ruvain should still be Pata from paying Karen. And why is the Braisa state that Ruvain's Chayiv to pay Karen? And let's keep in mind that Rav couldn't ask this question from the second case of the Braisa, was, as we mentioned beforehand, that certainly Rav agrees that Ruvain is Chayiv to pay Kefal in the case where Ruvain was turning Tainiz Ganav, and then Edom testified that Ruvain swore falsely. And certainly in that case, the Torah clearly says that Ruvain is going to be Chayiv Kefal, and therefore Rav's only question is from the first part of the Braisa that states, Imat Shlobo Edom Hoidom Mishalm Karen v'Chaymish v'Asham, and because of this question and based on the previous discussion of the Gemara, therefore Rava now comes and qualifies the din of Rav, and he says that Rav only said his halacha in a very specific scenario, and as the Gemara says, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava says, Kol hoida loishna toyin tainis aved loishna toyin tainis ganav loyam Rav daksivis vada the bayishlu mekaren v'Chaymish. That's certainly in the case where Reuven went and swore falsely, and doesn't make a difference if he was toyin tainis ganav or if he was toyin tainis aved. In all cases, since he swore falsely and then he himself was meida, then certainly there's going to be a chiyuv that Reuven has to pay a karen v'chaymish, and he also has to bring a karben hasham gzeilos, even though Reuven swore falsely. However, the Torah is bechadish with the gzeiros hakasev that Reuven's still going to be chayyav to pay karen v'chaymish for asham, and therefore even Rav agrees that the pasuk of lakach ba'alu v'lo yishalim does not apply in that scenario. Rav continues that toyin tainis ganav v'bo edim namid loyam Rav. Rav also did not say his halacha in a case where Reuven was a shomer, and then when Shimon came and asked him where his animal is, he said it was stolen from him, and therefore he's potter to pay because he was a shomer chinam, and then he swore falsely, and then he wasn't meida, but Edom came and testified they swore falsely, and certainly in that case, daksiv tashlumi kefal, and that is good for the case where the Torah has a gzeiros hakasev that Reuven is chayiv to pay kefal, and therefore certainly the din of Rav doesn't apply in that scenario, and the pasuk of lakach ba'alu v'lo yishalim is not referring to a case where Reuven is chayiv to pay kefal, and therefore Rav says, that when did Rav actually state his din that Reuven is going to be potter from paying Karen, where Reuven had the animal of Shimon, and Shimon comes and asks for the animal. Reuven doesn't say that I'm potter because it was stolen. Instead, he says, I'm potter because it was lost. And then Reuven swears falsely, and Reuven never admits that he swore falsely, and Edom came and testified that Reuven swore falsely. And in that specific scenario, that Rav said that since Bezdin was mechayiv Reuven to make a Shvua, and Reuven made the Shvua in Bezin based on Shimon's claim, therefore the pasuk of Lakach Ba'olav, that once Shimon already received the Shvua from Shimon, v'lo yishalim, and therefore at this point, even though we know that Reuven lied as Edom came and testified that Reuven swore falsely, Gzeiros HaKasev tells us that Reuven is not going to even be chayiv to pay Karen. And the Gemara continues, Azur Rav Gamda v'amr l'shmaitza kamed Rav Ashi. Rav Gamda went and said over this member of Rava and the way that he explained the Shita of Rav in front of Rav Ashi, and Amalei Rav Ashi said to Rav Gamda, Hashta Umara Mnuna Tamide Rav, V'yodid Amar Rav, Hoida V'Kamesiv Hoida, the Lekhira, how could Rav say that Rav never said his halacha in a case where Reuven swore falsely and then Reuven was Maida? If Lemaisa, since we saw previously that Rav Mnuna asked a question on Rav from a Mishnah Masech Shavuos, which was specifically talking about a case where Reuven was Maida and not in the case where Edom came and testified that Reuven swore falsely, and therefore it must be that he knew that Rav actually said his halacha, even the case of Hoida, and that's why he was able to ask a question on Rav from a Mishnah that discussing a case of Hoida. As Lachir, if Rav is correct, that Rav only said his din in a very specific scenario of Toyin Tainis Avad, and then it was Nishba, and Reuven was a Maida, and Edom came and testified that Reuven swore falsely, then Lachir, how would Rav Mnuna be able to ask this question on Rav from the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos? And as the Gemara says, Va'at Amit Hoida Loi Am Rav, and therefore Rav Ashi asked Rav Gamda, that how can you say Ilve, the name of Rav? Rav didn't say his halacha in the case where Reuven was Maida, and the Gemara answers, Amalei Rav Acha Saba Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha Saba responds to Rav Ashi that certainly Rav is correct that Rav only said his halacha in the scenario where Reuven was toying Tainis Avad, and then Reuven swore falsely, and Reuven was not Maida, and Edom came and testified that Reuven lied, and then Reuven will not be chayiv to pay Karen based on this Gzeiros HaKasev. But even so, Rav Mnuna Hachiko Kashle, Rav Mnuna still had a question on the Shita of Rav from the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, and as we continue on Daf Kuf Vav and Beis, and Rav Acha Saba continues and explains Rav Mnuna's question was that if we don't hold like Rav, and when Reuven swears falsely and then Edom come and testify that Reuven swore falsely, that Reuven will still be chayiv to pay Karen, and therefore amtu lachim chayivin like carbon ashvur basraiso, makes sense that Reuven be chayiv al kol achas va'achas, because lemaisa there was a kfiris moment. Since if Edom would now come and say that Reuven swore falsely, Reuven will be chayiv to pay Karen, and the Mishnah is then explaining that why don't we say that in shvur chol shvur, and therefore Reuven should not be chayiv for more than one of his shvuas. Rav Shimon is coming to explain this point, and he says that's not considered shvua, that's chol shvua, as although Edom have not yet come and said that Reuven swore falsely, and therefore l'chayra, this shvua is the same exact shvua as Reuven already stated, and l'chayra, the klal of in shvua, chol shvua should apply. And with the l'maisa, since Reuven could have been moida after he made the shvua, and he didn't do so, and instead he makes another shvua, it's considered its own shvua, and as Rashi says, the hal of yachal lachsel hoides ben zu l'zu, nimsa the chol achas shvuas k kfir, but they atzmahi, and that's why chayav al kol achas v'achas. However, Amnuna's question, Rav, is that li amr ki asu edim pata. If we're going to say like Rav that once edim come and testify that Reuven swore falsely, then Reuven will actually be pata. So mi ikamidu di lo asi sadim esadim be pata. How can you tell me that there's a scenario where if edim would come and testify that Reuven made a shvua sheker, that Reuven would actually be pata and wouldn't even have to pay karen, and therefore at this point we can't look at Reuven as having any chiyuv of moment to Shimon, because Shimon can't bring edim in order to force Reuven to actually pay him, because once he would bring edim that Reuven lied, then Reuven would actually be pata, and therefore it's a catch-22 that now that Reuven will go and make another shvua, so it can't be that in the second shvua it's considered a shvua on a kfiris mamon, and therefore Rav Amnuna is vanan neku nechayiv korban shvua. How could the Mishnah say that Reuven be chayiv al kolachas v'achas on every single time that he made a shvua? And the svara is hoil v'yachol lachzal v'hidais that lemaisa Reuven can be moida, and certainly may be true that if Reuven would actually be moida, that Reuven would be chayiv to pay the keren v'chaimish for Asham. Ultimately, hashtamia haloidi at the time that he made his second shvua, Reuven lemaisa was not moida that he made a shvua sheker, and therefore the only way to be mechayiv Reuven is only if Edom would come and testify that Reuven actually lied and made a shvua sheker. And if you would bring such Edom, then of course Reuven would be pata based on the din of Rav, and therefore when Reuven makes his second shvua, he's not making a shvua on a kfiris mamon. Therefore, Rav Nuna asks on Rav that how could a Mishnah Masechet Shvua say that you're going to be chayiv al kol achas v'achas? And of course, as we saw on Amud Aleph, to this question, Rav Nuna responded that this Mishnah Masechet Shvua is actually discussing two separate cases, and the Mishnah is discussing a case where Reuven was required by Bezin to make a shvua, but he made the shvua outside of Bezin, and it's also discussing a case where Reuven made the shvua in Bezin, but it was in the case of Kafatz, and therefore Bezin didn't force Reuven to make the shvua, and therefore even Rav agrees that Reuven is going to be chayiv to pay for Karen, and that's why ultimately each shvua is considered a separate shvua, and it's considered a shvua on kfiris mamon, and that's why you'll be chayiv al kolachas v'achas. The Gemara continues: Amar Rabbi Ba'aba, Amar Rabbi Bechron, Rabbi Ba'aba stated in the name of Rabbi Bechron, Hatoyin Tainis Ganav Bebekadim Mishalom Tashlum Kefel. If Reuven is guarding an item for Shimon, and Shimon comes and asks him where the item is, and Reuven Tainis it was stolen, and he's a shem echinam, and therefore he's part of a gnev aveda, and Reuven then swears, and Edom come and testify that Reuven was lying, then we know that Reuven is going to be chayiv to pay tashlumi kefel. In addition, if we find out that not only was his item not stolen, but Reuven actually kept his item and he shechted it or he sold it, then mishal tashlumi above chamisha, then Reuven would be chayiv to pay above chamisha. And Rabbi Yechon continues and explains, hoil v'ganav mishal tashlumi kefel, v'toyin tainis ganav mishal tashlumi kefel, that since we know that a ganav and a toyin tainis ganav have the same din, and just like a ganav pays kefel, someone that is toyin tainis ganav and is nishbel sheker also pays tashlumi kefel. Therefore, ma'ganav shu mishalom kefel, tavach ha'malchum mishalom tashlumi abba chamisha. Therefore, just like we find that a ganav pays kefel, and if he is tavach ha'malchum, he would pay above chamisha. Av toyin tainis ganav pepekodin, also someone that is a shoy mechinam, and toyin tainis ganav pepekodin, and he swears falsely, shu mishalom tashlumi kefel, that we certainly know that if Edom would come, and they would testify that Reuven swore falsely, that Reuven would be chayav to pay tashlumi kefel, so tavach ha'malchum mishalom tashlumi abba chamisha. Therefore, certainly, if we find out and there are Edom that say that the Shem Chinam was Tevech Macha, then he would be chayiv to pay above Chamisha. And at this point, the Gemara feels that this is learned from Imam Mitzinu, and therefore the Gemara asks, Malaganav Shkei Mishalom Tashlum Mekeva Shloi B'Shvua, that maybe the reason why a Ganav would pay Tashlum above Chamisha is because a Ganav pays Tashlum Mekevel, even though he didn't swear falsely, Tayim B'Tayim Tayin is Ganav, and therefore he can't learn the din of Tayim Tayin is Ganav from the din of Ganav, because Shein Mishalom Tashlum Mekevel, as someone that Tayim Tayin is Ganav, is only chayiv to pay kefel ela b'shvua, only if he swore falsely, and therefore maybe he wouldn't be chayiv to pay above chamisha. And the Gemara answers Amri Hakeshi that this is not based on a mamatzinu but based on a hekesh ve'meshivin al hakesha, and we can't ask a question on a hekesh. And Rashi says hakeshu the iskish ganav v'toyin tainis ganav the smichi kreya dadi that lemaisa the pasha of ganav that he pays kefel and the pasha of toyin tainis ganav are right next to each other in pasha mishpatim, as the pasuk says imimatzei ganav hari ganav v'imloyim matzei ganav k'meisha amel. And if you don't find a ganav, as he said, but he actually stole it, and he was a shem echinam, that is referring to a case where a Rishayim Mechinim was Toyin Tainis Ganav, as we learned on Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara continues and goes back to the sugya that we had in Perak Merubah on Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara actually had a machlekes as to how we learned the dinam of Ganav and the dinam of Toyin Tainis Ganav, and from which pasuk we actually learned that the chayiv to pay kefel. Therefore, our Gemara is Hanichlam and the Omer Chad beGanav veChad beToyin Tainis Ganav Shapir, that according to the Manda Omer and Perak Merubah, learned the din of Ganav from the pasuk of Yimotzei Ganav and the din of Toyin Tainis Ganav from the words of Noyim Motzei Ganav. Then there's a smichus hakra. We therefore have a hekesh, and we could say Imeshim and Alakesha. And whatever the Gemara is, Lamanda Omer Hayim Motzei Ganav Vim Noyim Motzei Tavayu beToyin Tainis Ganav, that both the psukim that in Perak of Beis pasuk Zayin and pasuk Ches and Pashim Mishpatim are referring to a case of Toyin Tainis Ganav, and he's going to be chayiv kefel. And the din of a regular Ganav that's chayiv kefel, we learn from the previous pasha in Perak of Beis pasuk Gimel that the pasuk states Imimotzei Tumatzei Biyodei Agneva Mishar Chamor Atzeh Chayim Shnai Mishalim. And therefore, Ma'ik Lameimba L'chur, it is no hekesh between the din of a Ganav and the din of Toyin Tainis Ganav. And L'chur, if you're learning from Mamatzinu, then our original question is still relevant. And the Gemara answers Amri Ganav Aganav. Since the pasuk Benegiyah Shem Mechinam and Benegiyah Din of Toyin Tainis Ganav could have said Imimotzei Ganav, and instead it said Imimotzei HaGanav. So from the extra letter Hey, we learn out all of the dinim that apply by regular Ganav, meaning Kefel as well as Tashlumi Dalav Hey, apply also to the din of Toyin Tainis Ganav. And not only is there a din of Kefel by Toyin Tainis Ganav, but if the Shoyma would have done Tficha Mechira, he'd be Chayiv Dalav Hey as well. And the Gemara continues Esfer Rab Chiya Ba'aba Rab Echron. Rab Chiya Ba'aba asked the following question, Rab Echron, that how can you say that if someone's Toyin Tainis Ganav and then we find out that he was Tavech Mocha, that he'd be Chayiv to pay Dalav Hey, as the Brisa states, Hechen Shari, if Ruvin is a Shoyma for Shimon, and Shimon comes to Ruvin and says, where's my shar? And Ruvin says, Nigdav, it was stolen, and Mashbiachani, and then Shimon says to Ruvin, will you swear, Va'am Amen? And Ruvin says, Amen, Ve'edim Ida Yisayu Sha'achlu, and then we have Edim that testify that Ruvin actually ate this animal, and therefore, the Edim are really testifying that there was Tficha, Mishalom Teshlum Kefal, and even so, the Brisa says, since Edim testified that Ruvin swore falsely, therefore Ruvin will be Chayiv Kefal, but the Brisa doesn't tell us that Ruvin will be Chayiv Dalvehe, and L'chur, according to Rabbi Echon, the Brisa should say that Ruvin should be Chayiv Dalvehe, since he was Teveach Umachar. And as the Gemara states, V'ahachodi Efshel Chazayis Basav L'Shchita, L'chur, since Ruvin ate this animal, it must be that he did a Shchita, as otherwise he wouldn't be able to eat this animal. V'tani Mishalom Tashlumi Kefal, and even so, the Brisa says that all Ruvin will pay is only Kefal, Tashlumi Kefal in, Tashlumi Dalvehe Loi, and as we Medayik, that is only Tashlumi Kefal that Ruvin will pay, but he won't be Chayiv to pay Dalvehe. And the Gemara answers that it's not a question from this Brisa on Rabbi Echron, as Hochav Mayiskin and Kagoyin Sha'achlu Nevela, and when the Brisa states that the Edom testified that Ruvin ate this animal, they testified that he actually ate it as a Nevela, and he actually was not Teveach Umacha, and that's why he's only B'chayiv to pay Kefal. And the Farshman bothered that if the Brisa is talking about a Chiyav of Kefal, then why did the Brisa have to say that the Edom were made that Ruvin ate this animal? If L'chur, the same din would apply, even if the Edom testified that Ruvin did not eat the animal, and they just testified that Ruvin swore falsely, and Ruvin still has this item, and it wasn't stolen, and therefore Ruvin be chayiv kefal and ayin ba'achrenim. And the Gemara now continued that Rabbi Yechon gave a very specific case that the Brice is talking about a scenario kagoyin she'achlu nevela, and the Gemara wants to know why Rabbi Yechon specifically give this teretz to Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, as the Gemara is volition like kagoyin she'achlu treifa. That why Rabbi Yechon respond that really Ruvin shechted this animal, but it turns out that it was a treifa, and therefore he's not chayiv to pay dal vehei because the ma'ase it wasn't a proper shechita. And the Gemara answers kerameya that Rabbi Yechon did not want to say this teretz because he wanted this Brice to work out, even according to Shita Rameya, the Omer Shchita Shein Ruya Shma Shchita, that even if you have a Shchita which doesn't actually kash this animal, and the animal is still a treifa and you can't eat it, it's still considered a valid Shchita, Legabi Dudin of Dal Vehei, and therefore if the Edom would actually have testified that Reuven shechted this animal and he ate it as a treifa, then Reuven would actually be chayiv to pay Dal Vehei, and therefore we can't say that this is the case of the Brisa. And the Gemara once again asks, V'lishin Lei Beben Pekua, why didn't Rabbi Yechon say that when the Brisa stated that Edom came and testified that Reuven ate this animal, the reason why he wasn't chayiv dal vehei is because he ate a ben pekua, and we know that a ben pekua doesn't need shchita. And as Rashi brings down from a Mishnah Maseches Chulin that Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer afilu hu ben chabishanim v'chayrish besada, if a ben pekua is born and it's already 5 years old and it's actually plowing in a field and it's a fully grown animal, shchitas ima mitarasai, the fact that the mother had shchita at a time when she was expecting this child never needs shchita and could be eaten without shchita, and that's why the Brisa states that Reuven will only be chayiv kefal as there wasn't tficha mechira. And once again, the Gemara answers Kerameya that Rabbi Yechon wanted this Brisa to even work out according to the Shita Rameya, the Amma ben Pekua, Tan Shchita, who holds that a ben Pekua does require shchita. shechita, and therefore, according to Rav Meir, this couldn't be the case of the Braisa, and that's where Rabbi Yechon specifically said that it's talking about a case, Kagan Sha'achal Nevela, Reuven did not do any shechita, and therefore Reuven is only chayiv to pay kefel. And the Gemara continues, Vidlushin and Leid, why don't we explain that the Braisa is talking about a case, Kagan Sha'am Vidin, Va'am Loy, Tsei Tenloy? Reuven swore falsely that the item was stolen from his Rishus, and then Edim came and they testified in Bezin that Reuven lied, and Bezin already paskin, Reuven has to give the animal back to Shimon, and he has to pay kefel. Prior to Reuven giving the animal back, Reuven went and was Tevech Macha. Then Edom came and testified that he was Tevech Macha. In that case, Reuven will be chayiv to pay kefel and will not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And this is based on the Shita of Rava, the Amar Rava, because Rava teaches us Tzei Temloi Tavech Macha Pata, that if Bezdin already paskin that Reuven has to give this animal back, then even if Reuven would now go and be Tevech Macha, then it will be Pata. And my timer was the reason that he's Pata from paying dal v'hei, as keeping the paskin l'musay, as since Bezdin already paskin has to give back, so Tavech Macha Avigazlin, at this point, once he's Tevech Macha, he's being Tevech Macha as a Gazlin and not as a Ganav. The Gazlin Lay Mishalim Tishlum Abba V'chamisha, and just like we know that a Gazlin doesn't pay Kefel, a Gazlin also doesn't pay Dal V'hei. And Rava continues that if Bezdin said Chayiv Atelitel Noi, that's Chayiv for you to give it back, but it didn't say it said Ten Noi, but Tavech Macha, and then Reuven goes and shechs it or sells it, Chayiv, Reuven would still be Chayiv to pay Dal V'hei, as my timer called Kamad Lay Psikle Milso, Akati Ganavu, as long as Bezdin did not paskin and did not say specifically they have to give this item back to Shimon, therefore Reuven still considered Ganav and he will be Chayiv Dal V'hei. But ultimately we could have responded and explained the Braisa that the reason why you're paying Kefal and not Dal V'hei is because Reuven only shechted this animal after Bezdin already said say Tenloi. And the Gemara continues, Amri, that according to your Shita that we want to find another way to Rabbi Yechon could have responded to this question from the Braisa. And as the Gemara says, Vil Tameich Lishni Lei B'Shutav Shetavach Shalom Midas Chaveri, we could also explain that the reason why you only chayiv to pay kefil and not dal v'hei is because the Braisa is talking about a case where Reuven was a shutuf with Shimon in this animal, and Reuven shechted this animal that also belonged to Shimon, and he did it without the das of Shimon. And although Reuven will be chayiv to pay kefil, but l'maisa we learned on daf ayin chesam abeis that he's going to be potter mi dal v'hei. The pasuk b'negei dal v'hei says chamisha baka, and therefore we learn out v'loi chamisha chatzay baka. And ayin gilin hashas from Rabbi Kvega, based on his question from the previous gemara on daf ayin chesam abeis, he says that l'chir we should be goyos in Rashi at this point, inami, or there's another reason as brought on daf ayin chesam beis that a hachalei karina v'tfachi kula b'chiyuva, that in the case where Reuven and Shimon were watching the animal of Levi, Reuven and Shimon stole this animal, and then only Reuven went and shechted this animal, and he did so shalei midas of Shimon, then it's not considered they was tfachi kula b'isser, as dalachetzai shechaveri have a tveich umeicha achagana v'depata, because on half of this animal that Reuven is shechting at this point, he's actually shechting it after it was already stolen by Shimon, and therefore the din of dal v'hei doesn't apply. And l'chayr, we could have brought this case as well in order to explain this braisa according to Rabbi Yechon. And the Gemara states, Elochadim Yitreid Tlasa Nakad, the Inna Chanami, we could have had multiple terutim to this question, but we only picked one. And Rabbi Yechon said, Hachamayin Skinin Kagayin Sha'achlu Nevela. And the Gemara continues with another din for Rabbi Yechon. V'am Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba Am Rabbi Yechon. And Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba tells us the din in Rabbi Yechon. Hatoyin Tainiz Ganam Ba'aveda Mishal Tashlum Kefel. If Reuven finds an Aveda, and then the owner of that Aveda comes to Reuven and asks him where his Aveda is, and he says it was stolen, then Edom come and testify that Reuven is lying and he still has the Aveda, then the same din of Toyin Tainiz Ganav by Yeshayma applies, and therefore Reuven is going to be chayiv to pay kefel. My timer, and what is the makar? And Rabbi Yechon tells us, as the pasuk says in Pashat Mishpatim, Al kol dvar pesha, al shor hachamor, al seh ha'sama, al kol aveda, shiyoyim ha'kiyuzeh, ad alehim yavik dvar shteim, asher yashin alehim yishalim shnayim l'reyehu. And therefore we see that the din of kefel applies to a case of aveda as well. And the Gemara continues, Isver Rabba b'mamal, Rab Chiyah b'abba. So Rabba b'mamal asks a question of Rab Chiyah b'abba, who just said over this member named Rabbi Yechon. The Braisa teaches us that since the pasuk says in Pashat Mishpatim, Ki yitin isha re'eu kesef ha'kelim lishma v'gunu m'beisa ish m'motzei aganav yishalom shnayim. We learn out that the chiyuv of kefel is not relevant in a case where katan gave someone something to watch, as ein nesinas katan klum, as the nesina of a katan is not considered anything. Ve'ein le'el shenastik shu katan v'tavik shu katan. And we may think that this din only applies where the katan gave this item to Shemo while he was a cotton, and then he came back and was teveyed item while he was a cotton. And even if the Shemo would now lie and swear falsely, the Shemo would not be chayiv to pay kefil. Rashi explains that the hamina is that since the pasuk says ki yitin ish al re'eu, therefore iklamema da ha'ish ha'hashtakai, that the Torah requires that this person should be an ish at this point when he's coming to be teveya Reuven. Therefore, the only time that Reuven would be potter from kefil is only if this cotton was not only a cotton b'shas nesina but also b'shas tfiyah. However, nosnu k'shu cotton v'tavik shu gadol minai, ayin. How do we know that if Shimon was a katan at the point that he gave this ayin to Reuven to watch, and then at the time that he was tevei the ayin from Reuven, he was already gadol, then how do we know that Reuven would still be potter from kefal? And therefore, two psukim later, the Torah tells us, adel him yavid vashneim, and there is a comparison between the time of Nesina and the time of the Tviya, and as the Gemara states, ashtei Nesina Tviya shavin ke'echad, and therefore we learn that even in a case where Shimon was a katan at the time that he gave the ayin to Reuven, and at the time of the Tviya he was already gadol, that Reuven is still not going to be chayav to pay kefal. And Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel now asks this question, Rabbi Yechon from this brayso, v'im isa, if Rabbi Yechon is correct, that HaToyin Tainis Gana Baveda is Misham Tashlum Kefal, Tehavinami Kaveda, just like Rabbi Yechon just stated, even though Reuven found an Aveda and therefore never received this item from a Bardas and never received this item from anyone, he's still going to be Chayav Kefal if he's Toyin Tainis Ganav. How could it be that the brayso would state, Achtein Nesino Vitfiyo Ka'echad, in order to be Chayav Kefal, there has to be an actual Nesino, Al Yidei Gadol, and not through a cotton. L'chir, the Nesino of a cotton should not be worse than if Reuven actually found this item and didn't have any Nesino at all. And by the fact that the brayso says that there was a requirement to have a Nesino, therefore, how could it be that Rabbi Yechon would say that Toyin Tainis Ganav Baveda is Misham Tashlum Kefal, if L'maisa, you're missing this aspect of Kiyitin Ish, Reuven didn't receive this item from Shimon, and he actually found this item, and therefore he shouldn't be Chayiv Kefal. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rabbi Chiyuba Abba responded back to Rabbi Abba Bamamal that you have no question from this Brisa Rabbi Yechon, as Hochabayiskin Kagoyin Sha'achl Kishu Katan, that the case of the Brisa is where Reuven actually consumed this item while Shimon was still a Katan, and therefore, as Rashi says, the Liyar Pekatan Zel, Teres Tainim Oilam, as there was never a time that this Pekatan was in the Pasha of having a Gadol that was able to come and make a Taina to Reuven, and that's why Reuven will not be chayav to pay kefal aval aveda. But in the case where Reuven found an aveda of Shimon, michimot liyade dahai ichayev le. Once Reuven already had this aveda, he's already chayav to return this to Shimon. Shreyish lebaylim b'dei tanasa. As at that point, the baylim that are going to come and taina that this aveda belongs to them are already a gadol, and Shimon has a right to demand this item back from Reuven. And therefore, if Reuven would swear falsely, Reuven would be chayav to pay kefal. In a chenami, in a case where Shimon was a katan at the point that he gave this item to Reuven, and then the item was still be'en, and Shimon grows up, and he now comes to Reuven with the taina that you have to give me this item back, and Reuven swears falsely, then Reuven would actually be chayiv to pay kefal. The Gemara continues and asks, Ihochi, if this is true, ad tana achtei nesino tviya shavik echad, why did Brisa state that the only time that Reuven would be chayiv kefal is only if the nesino and the tviya would be shavik echad, and Shimon had to be a gadol both b'shas nesino and b'shas tviya, listen, achtei achilu tviya shavik echad, if l'chayir, the main point of the Brisa has nothing to do with the time that Shimon gave the item to Reuven, as even if Shimon would have been a katan at that point, if at the time of the Tviya the item was still be'en, Reuven would still be chayav to pay kefal. The actual main point of the Brisa is that the only way that Reuven would be chayav to pay kefal is only in a case where at the time that Reuven consumed this item, that Shimon was already a gadol. And the Gemara says, "Ein chenami amalei tni achtei achilu Tviya shavin kechad," and this is actually the main point of the Brisa. And the Gemara continues, "Rav Ashi Amar," Rav Ashi gives another teretz that loy dami that you can't compare the case of Aveda to the case of a cotton. Aveda ka'asi mekoyach ben das, that although when Reuven received the Aveda and he found this item that was lost, he didn't get it from the Gadol, but ultimately it belonged to a Gadol, and therefore the din of kefal could apply, and this can still be included in the pasuk of Kiyitin Ish. However, even so, the Brice is correct that if a cotton gives this item as a bekotten to Reuven, then Reuven will not be chayiv to pay kefal, as behol lo ya'asi mekoyach ben das, that lemaisa Reuven didn't receive this from a ben das, therefore this doesn't fit into the pasuk of Kiyitin Ish, and we will stop over here.